Hello and welcome to episode number 113 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Guess who I am? I'm Steve Webb. Today we'll read Numbers 25, Luke 20, and Psalm 35 from the New American Standard Version. Hey, it's the first day of a three-day weekend. I can have some fun, right? Okay, let's read. Numbers chapter 25. While Israel stayed at Shittim, the people were not faithful to the Lord and began to have sex with the daughters of Moab. They asked the people of Israel to bring gifts to their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel joined themselves to Baal of Peor, and the Lord was angry with Israel. The Lord said to Moses, "Take all the leaders of the people, kill them, and put their bodies in the bright daylight before the Lord. Then the strong anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel." So Moses said to the judges of Israel, "Each of you kill his men who have joined themselves to Baal of Peor." Then one of the people of Israel came and brought a Midianite woman to his family. Moses and all the people of Israel saw this while they were crying at the door of the meeting tent. When Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the religious leader, saw it, he rose up from among the people. He took a spear in his hand and went after the man of Israel into the tent. Then he cut through the bodies of both the man of Israel and the woman. So the very bad disease that spread on the people of Israel was stopped. Those who died because of this bad disease were 24,000. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the religious leader, has turned my anger away from the people of Israel. He was jealous with my jealousy among them, so I did not destroy the people of Israel in my jealousy. So say to them that I make this agreement of peace with Phinehas. It will be an agreement for him and his children after him that they will always be religious leaders, because he was jealous for his God and did what he was to do to pay for the sin of the people of Israel. The name of the man of Israel who was killed with the Midianite woman was Zimri, the son of Salu. He was a leader of a father's house among the Simeonites. The name of the Midianite woman who was killed was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur. Zur was the head of the people of a father's house in Midian." The Lord said to Moses, "Be angry at the Midianites and fight against them, for they have brought trouble to you with their false ways. They have fooled you and turned you to the wrong way. They have brought you trouble at Peor with Cozbi, the daughter of the leader of Midian, their sister. She was killed on the day the very bad disease came because of Peor." Luke chapter 20. As he was teaching and preaching the good news, the religious leaders and the teachers of the law and the elders came. They said to him, "Tell us, by what right and power are you doing these things? Who gave you the right and the power?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question also. You answer me. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from men?" They said to themselves, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say from men, then all the people will throw stones at us because they believe John was one who spoke for God." They said that they did not know where John's baptism came from. Jesus said to them, "And I will not tell you where I get the right and the power to do these things." Jesus began to tell the people a picture story, saying, "There was a man who planted a grape field. He rented it to farmers. Then he went to a country far away for a long time. At the time of gathering fruit, he sent one of his servants to the farmers to get some of the fruit. But the farmers beat him and sent him away without fruit. He sent another servant. The farmers beat him also. They made it very hard for him and sent him away without fruit. He sent a third servant. They hurt him and threw him out of the grape field. Then the owner of the grape field said, 'What should I do? I will send my much-loved son. They might respect him.' The farmers saw the son. They said to themselves, 'This is the one who will get everything when the owner dies. Let us kill him, and we will get everything.' They put him out of the grape field and killed him. Now, what will the owner of the grape field do to them? He will come and kill those farmers. Then he will rent the grape field to other farmers." When they heard this, they said, "May this never be done." Jesus looked at them and said, "What does this writing mean? The stone that was put aside by the workmen has become the most important stone in the building. Whoever falls on this stone will be broken, and on the one it falls, it will make them like dust." At this time, the religious leaders and the teachers of the law tried to take Jesus, but they were afraid of the people. These leaders knew Jesus had told this picture story against them. They watched Jesus, and they sent men who pretended to be good people to watch him. They wanted to trap him in something he said. Then they could give him over to the leader of the people who had the right and the power to say what to do with him. These men who were sent asked Jesus, "Teacher, we know that what you say and teach is right. We know you do not show more respect to one person than to another. We know you teach the truth about God. Is it right for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" Jesus knew they were trying to trap him. He said, "Show me a piece of money. Whose picture is this? Whose name is on it?" And they said, "Caesar's." Jesus said to them, "Pay to Caesar the things that belong to Caesar. Pay to God the things that belong to God." They could find nothing wrong with what he taught. They were surprised and wondered about what he told the people, so they said nothing more. Some people from the religious group who believe no one will be raised from the dead came to Jesus. They asked him, "Teacher, Moses wrote to us in the law, if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but no children, then his brother must marry her. He should have children for his brother who died." There were 7 brothers. The first had a wife but died without children. The second brother took her for his wife. He died without children. The third brother took her for his wife. In the same way, all 7 took her for a wife. They all died without children. Then the woman died also. When people are raised from the dead, whose wife will she be? All 7 brothers had her for a wife. Jesus said to them, "People of this earth marry and are given in marriage. But those who have the right to have that life and are raised from the dead do not marry and are not given in marriage. They cannot die anymore. They are as the angels and are sons of God. They are children who have been raised from the dead. As for the dead being raised, even Moses spoke of that when he told of the burning bush. There he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. For he is not the God of the dead. He is the God of the living. All live for him." One of the teachers of the law said, "Teacher, you have spoken well." After that, they were afraid to ask him anything. Jesus said to them, "How do they say that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said in the book of Psalms, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right side until I make those who hate you a place to rest your feet.' David calls him Lord. Then how can he be his son?" All the people were listening. He said to his followers, "Look out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in long coats. They like to have people speak words of respect to them in the center of town where people gather. They like the important seats in the places of worship. They like the important places at big suppers. They take houses from poor women whose husbands have died. They cover up their actions by making long prayers. They will be punished all the more." Psalms chapter 35. O Lord, stand against those who stand against me. Fight those who fight me. Take hold of a safe covering and rise up to help me. Take a spear and battle axe against those who come to get me. Say to my soul, I am the one who saves you. Let the people be ashamed and without honor who want to take my life. Let those be turned away and brought to shame who plan to hurt me. Let them be like straw in the wind. May the angel of the Lord drive them away. Let their way be dark and dangerous, with the angel of the Lord going to get them. For without a reason they hid their net for me. Without a reason they dug a hole for my soul. Let them be destroyed before they know it, and let them be caught in their own net. May they destroy themselves as they fall into their own hole. My soul will be happy in the Lord. It will be full of joy because he saves. All my bones will say, Lord, who is like you? Who saves the weak from those too strong for them? Who saves the poor from those who would rob them? People come telling lies. They ask me of things that I do not know. They pay me what is bad in return for what is good. My soul is sad. But when they are sick, I put on clothes made from hair. With no pride in my soul, I would not eat, and I prayed with my head on my chest. I went about as if it were my friend or brother. I put my head down in sorrow, like one crying for his mother. But when I would fall, they would gather together in joy. Those who say things to hurt people would gather against me. I did not know them. They spoke against me without stopping. They ground their teeth at me like bad people making fun of others at a special supper. Lord, how long will you look on? Save me from being destroyed by them. Save my life from the lions. I will give you thanks in the big meeting. I will praise you among many people. Do not let those who hate me for no reason stand over me with joy. Do not let those who hate me for no reason wink their eye. They do not speak peace, but they make up lies against those who are quiet in the land. And they opened their mouth wide against me. They said, "Oh, oh, our eyes have seen it." You have seen it, O Lord. Do not keep quiet. O Lord, do not be far from me. Awake yourself. Come and help me. Fight for me, my God and my Lord. Say what is right or wrong with me, O Lord my God, because you are right and good. Do not let them have joy over me. Do not let them say in their heart, "Oh, just what we wanted." Do not let them say, "We have swallowed him up." Let all who are happy because of my trouble be ashamed and without honor. Let those who think they are better than I be covered with shame and without honor. Let them call out for joy and be glad who want to see the right thing done for me. Let them always say, "May the Lord be honored. He is pleased when all is going well for his servant." And my tongue will tell about how right and good you are, and about your praise all day long. May God bless the reading of his word. Welcome to Saturday, the first day of a 3-day weekend here in the States. I'm glad you're with me, and I pray that your Labor Day weekend is safe and restful as we say goodbye to summer, hello to football, and thanks to those who labor, like nearly all of us. Today I'd like to focus for just a moment on a short part of our reading from Luke. It's just 4 verses, verses 41 through 44. Let me read them to you again. Jesus said to them, "How do they say that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said in the book of Psalms, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right side until I make those who hate you a place to rest your feet.' David calls him Lord. Then how can he be his son?" In this scene, Jesus was talking to some of the religious leaders when he posed this question. And since no response from them is shown, the implication is that they had no answer. And of course they couldn't, because they would have had to admit that he was the one the scripture was about. I like what Matthew Henry says in his commentary. I'll paraphrase it. Henry says, "The scriptures make it plain that the Messiah would be the son of David, or descended from David. But it was also clear from this message in Psalm 110, quoted by Jesus, that David called the Messiah his Lord. So the question Jesus presented them was, if the Messiah is David's son, then why would David call the Messiah his Lord?" Now, the religious leaders couldn't reconcile this seeming contradiction. Remember, this is an easy question for us because we have the entire context. We know who Jesus is, but the religious leaders of the time were completely perplexed. I like what Matthew Henry said. He said, "Christ as God was David's Lord, but Christ as man was David's son." So there's something to think about today. Christ as God was David's Lord, but Christ as man was David's son. Have a blessed weekend. I'll be back on Tuesday. If you'd like to write to me, I'd love to hear what you have to say. My email is steve@lifespringmedia.com. My Twitter name is _SteveWeb_, 2 B's in web. Our Facebook page is easy to find. Just search for Lifespring Media. And the website with our show notes is at lifespringmedia.com. And there's a lot of other stuff you can find there too. Other podcasts, a little bit about me, stuff like that. Thank you for being a part of the LifeSpring family. Until Tuesday, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.